Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The difference that I'm looking for the Buffalo defense is Cole Bishop and the way that he's come on since that game. Up in the first five games for the Buffalo Bills, Cole Bishop plays in the box 23%. In the last two games, that's down to 9. He's the 13th best rated safety in the league. He's a difference maker. When you watch Diggs in the last game, he was able to create so many plays down the field, in the middle of the field, catch and runs. I expect Cole Bishop to have a big say-so on whether or not that's going to be the same story.
It's a good bit of analysis I hadn't thought about yet. That's Andrew Hawkins, ESPN, and I like that. I like that. That's something that we haven't really dug a lot into, and that is the middle of the field and the changes that have happened for the Bills since the last time these two teams played, in particular at safety, and Jordan Poyer is there now, not Taylor Rapp. That's different than the last time the two teams played. Excuse me. Obviously, Shaq Thompson, the way he's playing. But in the secondary, when you have Bishop right there, you know, it's Bishop and Poyer. It's not Bishop and Rapp. And then you get Jordan Hancock sprinkled in there. And that is true. You know, Stephon Diggs is playing more in the slot now. So when we talk about where's Christian Benford going to line up, and by the way, we'll find out more about Christian Benford in a little while when Sean McDermott joins us here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. But Benford's not going to be lined up in the slot, really, against Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs plays more in the slot now than he had earlier in the season. For the season, he's about 50-50. It's been more lately, and that would be Taron Johnson's spot, obviously. But that's a good piece of, you know, analysis, I think, right there from Andrew Hawkins about Cole Bishop and how they're utilizing him. But that's a direct effect of the switch from Rapp to Poyer, by the way, and how you're utilizing Cole Bishop. And I do think the Bills will have a different plan, I guess, for Stephon Diggs, but also you have to be able to execute. And that was a tough matchup for them last time. Diggs beat him pretty badly. And the Bills are going to have to be better at that this time around. 803-0550 is the number to call. Welcome in. Let's reset. It is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Friday. Sal Capaccio with you, and of course, our Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, game day, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. See, I'm already ratcheted up for this game. I brought the topic to the table to start the show. I've done a lot of Boston area media this week, and I'm telling you, this game is monstrous in the Boston area for their fan base. They're treating this game like almost like it's a playoff game. It's so meaningful to you have to what it represents, right? Drake May, Josh Allen beating the Bills twice, winning the division. Understandable. I don't think the Bills fan base is treating it like that because I think it's all about the playoffs here in Buffalo, and you're already getting there, really, right? But I am asking you how big this game is, because in Boston, it is really big. It is the highest priced ticket for a Patriots game in a few years, over $400 for an average ticket to go into this game. The get in price $270, I read, and the average ticket is over $400. So, and this is going to be a really interesting game. We'll see about the weather. Pat Hammer joins us at 11:30. Will it be in the snow? We don't know. We'll find out then. Let's go to Dan in Buffalo, who's up next here on WGR. Hi, Dan.
And so, I just wanted to get your take on possibly getting the number one seed. I know I don't think we're mathematically out for it yet. And then also one thing I wanted to mention, we were talking about the New England game. It is a huge game, but I think it's different this time around. I don't have as much hate for the Patriots since, you know, us beating them here or there. for the last few years. And also, I like Mike Vrabel, the head coach over there. So I actually have a respect for the Patriots now. But I look forward to it. Also, just have a quick question. What do you think about the Bills possibly using a pony system with, I don't know if they've used it yet, with James Cook and Ty Johnson? I will let you answer that.
You mean like put them on the field at the same time?
Yeah, at the same time. I don't know if they've done it yet, but
I think once in a while you'll see that once in a while. It's very rare, though, it happens. You know, I mean, like, the more running backs you put on the field, that's less wide receivers, right? Less tight ends. You know, I mean, you could throw that wrinkle in there. It's not something I'd advocate for a lot, but sure. You know, you could, Ty could be he's a better pass blocking back, right? Although, you know, he also can catch the ball out of the backfield. So you can kind of present that dynamic. Thoughts on the one seed? I mean, look, it's pretty low chance right now. The Bills could get there. Right now it's Denver at 11-2, New England 11-2. You'd have to have Denver. Look at Denver's schedule the rest of the way. Heck with New England. Denver's got Green Bay, Jacksonville, Kansas City, and LA, the Chargers. Yeah, they could lose a Green Bay. Jacksonville, they could lose to them, I guess, and then Kansas City. So, you know, I guess they could get a few losses along the way. It's not completely out of the question. Unlikely, but Bills got to take care of their own business. Lee in Buffalo. What's up, Lee?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, you take a look at the first matchup. You could tell the Bills really weren't up to par, you know, because they ran into each other. Like Dawson Knox ran in, I think, to Josh Allen. You know, they fumbled two times and threw an interception. And I was listening to some other stuff over the week, and a lot of the SiriusXM radio sports talk shows and, you know, local TV shows like ESPN, you take a look at New England really hasn't played anybody that substantial, and it's not their fault. They don't make the schedule. But you take a look at the quarterbacks that they played besides Josh Allen, they really haven't had the Mahomes-type game. And that's just – what do you take on that? Like, do you agree that the schedule
– Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Does favor them? Doesn't that remind you of a little bit of what Houston went through last year, where they played, or Washington for that matter, played this very light schedule, and there's nothing but high hopes the following year, and look what happened this year.
I hear you, and I'll say this. When I say this all the time, though, right? And you're not wrong. Their schedule actually does show that they've played lesser opponents. Their schedule, if you look at the Bills and compare the Bills and Patriots, for example, Lee, the schedule strength of wins for the Patriots is only 376 winning percentage. It's 462 for the Bills, which is one of the higher ones in the conference. Strength of schedule, just the teams they beat is only at 325. It's 415 for the Bills. But I'll say this, you can only play who's on your schedule. We know that. And I say that about the Bills. People say, oh, they haven't beaten anybody. That was the Bills. People talk about them early in the season. They hadn't beaten anybody. But you can only play who's on their schedule. Yes, I do think it inflates you a little bit for the next year, though, to your point about Washington this year and Houston last year. But they have a really good young quarterback. They have Drake May. They have a good coach, I think. And they're going to be a team to be, you know, in this mix for a while. But yes, the schedule point is a point that's not inaccurate. It doesn't mean it has to be the falling of the Patriots. They did beat the Bills. So remember that. They did beat the Bills here. Bills gave them the ball three times. They kicked a field goal at the end of the game to do it. They did beat the Bills. Drew is in Canton. Hi, Drew.
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
Good, thanks.
I just wanted to talk about you momentarily talked about, like, the secondary with Cole Bishop and Jordan Poyer, how they're going to be a different look for New England. And I think this upcoming game, Maxwell Harrison will have a big game, mainly because he didn't really play a lot against New England. And with Matt Collins, Stephon Diggs, I think this is a game where he will really show and really help us on the defensive end. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, he didn't play at all in that game, right? If I remember right, I don't think he was back yet. I have to look at the snap counts. I don't think he did. That wasn't the first game back, was it?
Yeah.
I have to make sure on that. Let me just see real quick. Was that the first game? Let's see. Cornerback Benford played 59 snaps. Trey White, 59 snaps. Yeah, he had not been back yet. So, yeah, no, you're agreed. Like, that's another area, Drew, where they are much different now. And here's the thing about the Patriots and what they do, and this is why, to Drew's point about Max Harrison. This might be a stunning stat to a lot of you, but it's something I tweeted out earlier this week. The Bills actually have more 20-plus yard passing plays this year than anybody in the league outside of the Rams, and they're tied. So, bad way of me saying it. Here is the list of 20-plus yard passing plays this year, the most in the NFL. Rams and Bills tied with the most at 50. Patriots at 49. These two teams have a lot of down-the-field explosive plays. But the difference is the Bills' average depth of target on their passes for the season is one of the lower numbers in the league. It's less than 8. The Patriots' average depth of target is over 9. So the Bills are getting their big plays by getting the ball to their playmakers, Khalil Shakir, Dalton Kincaid last week, running backs, and they run with the ball, yards after catch. The Patriots do it by throwing the ball down the field. They love to throw the ball down the field. They want to throw over top of your head. And that's why you're right, Drew. Max Harrison could be an interesting guy in this game. Let's go to Joe in Utica. Hi, Joe. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thanks.
You got me a little fired up, you know. Your energy gets my energy up, so I can't say that off the bat.
I love it.
I'm usually a pretty mellow guy. But
infectious, baby. Let's do it.
You know, I've played football my whole life, you know, not at the highest level, nothing like that. But, you know, we play this game to win the game, obviously. And then you take this to the next level, these professionals, and this is their entire life, right? And it's kind of becomes our life. And we don't strive for mediocrity. We strive for greatness, Sal. And this is as big of a regular season game as we're ever going to see. And whether you like it or not, that's the only way I can see it. We got somebody trying to dethrone us as the division champions. That's one. Two, I understand it's a little bit of a long shot, but we see more parity in this league nowadays than we ever have. And the Dolphins are one of the hottest teams in the NFL, whether we like that or not. And not for nothing, but I'll take it one step further. Nobody is talking about the one seed, and that's just as realistic. If we get the division, I think we get the one seed, because look at the Broncos' schedule. They don't have a cakewalk. And I understand they got to play the Chiefs, and the Chiefs are the Chiefs this year, but they're still the Chiefs. And they got to play the Packers, and they got to play, who else, the Chargers and the Jags. So I'm saying we strive for greatness. We go get the one seed. That's what we've wanted this whole time, and everybody's just like, oh, five seed, that'd be the best route. No, the one seed is the best route and is very much in play. And I'll let you take it from there.
I'll take it, Joe. I appreciate your energy and enthusiasm. I appreciate the kind words, but I don't agree with you that it's just right there. And it's so, you know, you make it sound like it's so easy. It's not. You'd need the Broncos and the Patriots to basically lose like 3 games. And yeah, sure, their schedule's tough. The Bills have to win out. They have to do that. And no, this isn't the biggest regular season game ever. The Bills just played a game 2 years ago in week 18. If they lost, they're out of the playoffs, I think. Actually, by the time the game kicked off in Miami, they would have made it in. They played regular season games where they have to win. They have to win. Like, this isn't a must win. It is a big game for a lot of things it represents. But let's be real. Like, you lose this game, life in football goes on next week and even into January. So I get it. Like, I get your I'm competitive spirit there. I do. I love that. But that's not the reality of what the game actually means at the end of the day if you walk off the field with a loss. So yeah, you want to get the one seed. It is not just as realistic as you say. I'll say it this way. It's just as unlikely, the one seed. It's possible mathematically, and you win this game, you never know. that door starts to open just a little bit more, but you need Denver to lose a little bit here, and obviously you can give the Patriots their own loss here. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have Bills head coach Sean McDermott. We'll get to an injury update ahead of the Bills and Patriots on Sunday, 1 p.m. in Foxborough, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.